Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter registration efforts by various youth organizations across Zimbabwe as preparations for the 2023 general elections gather momentum. These organizations include the Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZINASU, and Project Vote 263, which are pulling out all the stops to make sure that no eligible voter is left behind, especially the youth. Among these efforts, ZINASU has deployed its teams to various institutions of higher learning, meaning universities and colleges, to mobilize students. On their part, Project Vote 263 are also engaged in different outreach endeavors that have seen hundreds, if not thousands, head to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission centers to register. We will be hearing from these and other organizations tonight. Plus, we have an update on the FIFA World Cup matches played today. Lichona njani sapho leZimbabwe, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo eqhutshwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ozayo oka-2023. Inhlanganiso lezi zigoqela Project Vote 263 kanye leyabafundi iZimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZINASU. Yona elequla elibhoda ngamakolishi lamanyuvesi ikhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayebhalisa. Zinengi inhlanganiso eziqhuba inhlelo ezifanayo, kodwa umbuzo omkhulu ngothi ngempela bazaphuma ngobunengi na abasakhulayo bayebhalisa. Kwaziwaiva tereribe Studio 7 mnasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano ari kuitwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga ekukurudzira vechidiki kuti vanyorese kuvhota neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzegore rinouya ra-2023. Masangano aya ari kuita izvi anosanganisira reProject Vote 263 pamwe chete nerevadzidzi reZimbabwe National Students Union kana kuti ZINASU. Nengo zesangano iri dziri kupinda muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro dzichikurudzira vadzidzi kuti vanyorese kuvhota. Asi mubvunzo mukuru ndewekuti vachanyoresa neuwandu hwavo here vechidiki ava. We are now joined by ZINASU spokesperson, Mr. Lennon Mazuru, on the line from Harare. Mr. Mazuru, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Yes, how many students would you say you have managed to register so far under your ongoing mobilization program?
Okay, thank you. So far, under my vote, my voice, my future, we've managed to register students more than 2,000 across the country.
2,000, and these are university and college students only?
Yes, and this is only for this semester.
How long do you plan to continue with this program? And what's your target? How many youth are you targeting by the time you end?
So this program commenced earlier this year when there was a biometric photo registration which was conducted by ZEC, you know, the first phase which was in February and the second one which was in April. And putting it all together to this semester and last semester, our target is now reached almost 8,000 students and youths across the country. And our target is to make sure that we reach 100,000 students as we enter into 2023 before we reach the elections.
Ko pane zvimingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo here nekuti tokunzwa mamwe masangano akazvimirirawo gavari kuti kana vachitaura nevechidiki kuti budai munonyoresa kuvhota mhinduro yavari kuwana ndeyekuti hapana chingaita kuti vabude vanovhota because hapana chekuvhotera muZimbabwe hanzi we've been voting for the past ameno makore asi chachinja hapana pane zvimhingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo here
chimhingampinyi chekutanga iZANU-PF. ZANU-PF iri kupa vanhu mentality yekuti hapana chinochinja ende iri kupa vanhu pfungwa yekuti icharamba iripo. So vazhinji vari kuona kunge kuvhota kunge kuti ndisina basa asi tiri kuramba takasika panhau iyoyo yekuti tirambe tichinorejista kuvhota tizovhota neuwandu hwedu nekuti chinhu chinozivikanwa nezanu pf ndechekuti vanhu vakavhota neuwandu zanu pf iri kubva yabva pachigaro. So ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho. Chechipiri ndechekutoti vechidiki vazhinji havana vhota education yakakwana yavakawaniko yavari kuwana. So isusu seboka rezinhasi tiri kutraya nepatinogona kuti muzvikoro matiri muzvedanho repamusorosoro tinge tichidzidzisana nevadzidzi varimo tovaonesawo zvakanakira kunovhota sezvo vari kuzvionera kuti munyika hamuna kumira zvakanaka, hamuna mabasa, hamuna mishonga iriko, munhu akapekuri kugraduata vanhu vakawanda gore negore asi hamuna mabasa, hakuna maindastry. So vari kuzoona ndosaka vazhinji vari kuzoenda kundorejista kuvhota. Ndo zvinhu zvatingati tikunanisangana nazvo uyezve kuzeki vezeki kune mamwe maregistration centers havasi kushanda nomazvo vari kuda kutraya kutiodza mwoyo kuti vanongaenda noregista kuvhota vagotswedza variko asi isusu tinongoramba tidzokera. Uyezve taikumbirisa kuti vezeki vange vachiisawo kana matindi avo zvavo pazvikoro zvese zvakati kurei kuti vadzidzi vavo vakawanda vawanika vachiregista kuvhota.
Liyamuzwa lapho umnumzana Lennon Mazuru isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabafundi iZimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZinaso sikhuluma ke ngohlelo abalwenzayo olokuphuma bengena emakolishini lasemanyuvesi bekhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayibhalisela ukuvota. Ngimbuzileke lapho ukuthi kungaba kukhona ingxaki abahlangana lazo yini and uyasho ukuthi hayi ingxaki enkulu iZANU PF ikakhulu yiyo enza abantu abaningi bagcine bengasela ntshinkuntshi yokuvota. Uthi nxa ukhuluma lo muntu umbuzo ukuthi sowabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote kukhetho oluzayo uzwe ekuphendule ethi akula sizathu sokuthi abhalise ngoba sokule minyaka le minyaka kuvotwa kodwa akula lutho olutshintshayo. Ngaleso sizathu uMazuru uthi umbuso weZANU PF wona awusolayo yiwo osusenza abantu abaningi bangabile ntshinkuntshu yokufuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Mr. Mazuru, to those who are skeptical about voting or those who don't see the importance of voting next year, why is it crucial for them to vote? Why should they reconsider?
As our name says it all, the name of our initiative for voter registration, it says, my vote is my voice and it is my future. So looking at the statistics of demographic in Zimbabwe, which state that more than 67% is the youth. And the youth are the ones which have to preserve a future, which need to protect a future. This is very, very important for many of the young people in Zimbabwe. Hence, by voting, we are making a choice. By voting, we are saying out something. We are saying out that we need change, number one. What change do we need? We need change in the education system, especially for the students. We need to demilitarize the education system. We need to make so many changes in each and every system. There's health sector. The health sector needs medication, needs to be resuscitated, because it's being crippled down. So it's very, very important to go and vote, because this is our future. This is our nation. We need to rebuild it again by bringing in new blood in the system. And hence, as you can see right now, the current government, the youth are not given a bigger platform to bring in new ideas, to implement even new ideas. If you look even when the government is sending a delegation out there maybe to represent the youth, they are sending the old madalas and old people to go and represent the youth. But once the youth are there, so this is the time to take over, to claim our space as young people, to claim our space as citizens of Zimbabwe, because nothing can be made without the citizens. They cannot make decisions on behalf of the citizens. They cannot make decisions without consulting us as students and as citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Mazuru. Please do stay on the line. Lennon Mazuru. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabasakhulayo yabafundi rather izinasu. Esiye ekumnumzana Youngerson Matete, u-director kube umqondisi we-Project 4263. Matete, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. Thank you so much. We know you are also engaged in various efforts to mobilize young people to vote. Currently, I know you are carrying out a survey asking people, why is it that young people do not want to register to vote? What are you getting?
Baba Satisi de Cruzra with the Saku Fota, I think in Mukatasa Makura, Pura Patareta, my election in 2018 and 2018. Tairamba Sal is the Cruzra South Fota. As number, our from 2018 to 2023, the potential one of 1.5 million. And the other 1.5 million was not present in 2018. He never announced the youth and was 3 million was not near the water. I think these 3 million ringgit now are now around 200,000. I don't know what the situation is. But I don't know if we need to come up with a solution that promotes youth participation. That's why monetize it as a thing. It's a good thing to say that it's a good thing. So that the particular of our program, the MS intervention, mainly the charges of those issues, the matter of making one important water. One of them is that you have to be able to receive a lack of education. From the age of Vana to high school, Vana, much amount of this, Savana, one of my youth in the day, the two parts that are more governing than a politics. We are currently doing this stuff so that we are able to actually establish the mistakes and to see why we're not participate. Not only in the vote, but also in my government issues. First, participating in our vote is the meaning of the particular work. We're talking about my elected councillors, our parliamentary and the government, the key holder to account, the document that is satisfied to a political process of society. A student that are informed, that can have organized themselves and hold the government, those who are elected to see power to account.
And briefly before we take a break, Mr. Matete, since you started, how many people do you say you've registered so far?
I could at the end of this meeting, I think but you know, Papa Mbuzika Mavlis and the lot of things that we have done, the Kuru Zareshi DC. But basically, Tukuta Mafika Kabiswa Neseki last July, Namay, to have a focus on the limitation. They're saying that new registered voters are around 200,000 since 2018. So which is a small number compared to the figure. And I thought you might use another 3 million and a repetition of 34.
Siyabonga, tinotenda mathethe enda. Please do stay on the line, gentlemen. Silo baba uLennon Mazuru owenhlanganiso yezinasu lo yangasene mathethe engabe yena ngowenhlanganiso ye project 4263. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo abayenzayo eyokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota. Thank you, gentlemen, and please stay with us as we briefly give our soccer fans an update on World Cup matches played today. The game started with Saudi Arabia showing no mercy for Lionel Messi and his Argentina side, and excuse the pun. The Saudis beat Argentina 2-1 in a Group C encounter, while in Group D, Denmark and Tunisia drew nil all. Mexico and Poland were also tied 0-0. A match between France and Australia is currently underway. Here is what soccer fans are saying about their team's performances so far.
Yeah, I am Hassan Salaita from Jordan. This nice game for Saudi Arabia. Even I am a big fan for Argentina since when I was a kid. But really today, Saudi Arabia made a great game. Really, it's a big match. Yeah.
Do you think Saudi Arabia can go far from here? Or don't you?
I hope that, this time it's the World Cup held in the Arabia area. So that a lot of support for the Saudi team here in this area. So maybe for the quarterfinal, I think, for my opinion, for the quarterfinal. I hope maybe they go further, but we will see. This is the World Cup. You can't predict any game. Yeah. Argentina today, I am really shocked why they play like this.
My name is Jalal. I'm from Tunisia. I came all the way here for the World Cup, and we're facing Denmark, which was semi-finalist of the last Euro Cup, so they're not easy to beat. It's going to be tough, but we have over, I think we have easily 35,000 people here from our country, and that's going to make a difference tomorrow on the stadium, hopefully. Thank you so much.
The France-Australia match is actually starting at 2 o'clock Eastern Time here in the United States. And for those who have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. And tonight we are talking about voter registration efforts targeting young people. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Abasandaku Skuma Sialamugela Gumsagazwe Studio 7. Na Sigutelo Life Tong Jalo Lamsanje Sikota Nemizamo Enziwas in Sanganiso Ezis Meleo Esfana Labo Zinasu Labo Project Vote 263. Azoku Kutaza Abasa Kulayo Ugutibaya Palisela Ugu Vota Mwabune Ngi. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Lennon Mazuru owezinasu ngospokesperson isikhulumeli kanye lo yangasen Mathethe owe Project 4263. Besithe njalo siza kuba lo Tawanda Mazango owe Lupane Youth Development Trust. I'm sure we are making efforts to get him ngoba ubethe uza kuba khona kuhlelo. Ndizokere kwa muri va Mazuru. Pane zvamungati zvinoda kuitwa here ameno maybe by the government kana kuti ZEC pane zvamuri kuona zvinofanirwa kuitwa ne hurumende ne ZEC kukurudzira vanhu kuti vabude nehuwandu vanonyoresa here zvisiri kuitika pari zvino.
Maita basa zviripo zvakati kuti zvinofanira kunge zviitwa zvikuru sei nehurumende uyezve nevezeki. Mukurejista kwatinenge tichiita vadzidzi nevechidiki tine mamwe mapato atinenge tichifambidzana nawo akaita seERC nanazei avo vanenge vachiedzawo napose kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka vechidiki vange vachirejista vakawanda. Asi hurumende kuburikidza negurukota remapurisa takaona vashonda apfuura vakarambidza chirongwa chezvaitaizoita kuti vechidiki vange vachikurudzirika kuti aenda novhoto chaida kuitwa mubhura wayo chirongwa chepaida kuitwa eshow yevechidiki vachidedzwa vaimba vakasiyana siyana kuti vadiki vechidiki vadzidziswe pashoo iyoyo unge vachinge vachikurudzirika. Uyezve taikumbisa kuti vezeki vange vachiisa mapoka mapoka pamastations ari accessible nevanhu vazhinji rather than kuti vange vangori set kumaoffices avo zvinova zviri kure kune vanhu vazhinji. Asi vange vachitora urongwa hwekurejista kuvhota uyu zviri serious. Tinoona kuti havasi kuchitora serious chirongwa ichochi chekurejista kuvhota, chikonzero hatingazivi kuti ndechei, asi havasi kuchitora serious. Uyezve dai vagona kunyanya isi kune vechidiki nevadzidzi kuti vaisa nzvimbo dzekurejistira kuvhota dzitori specifically for tertiary institutions tasati vechidiki havakanganisike zvidzidzo zvavo kuti vamboenda kumudhorobha vondogara kukwemaawa, asi vanongowana nguva diki diki yekuti vanongoenda pasaidi kana pari pachikoro pavo votorejista kuvhota zvotoitwa. Governmentwo yoitsetsawo mapato anoita vhota education yakasimba yokurudzira kwete kuti vaite demoralize vechidiki nevaizhinji kuti vasanovhota vasanorejista kuvhota.
Siyavonga Lennon Mazuru, uspokesperson mutauriri weZinasu. Sesimtholileke ubaba uTawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust. Ngiyakwamukela mnumzana Mazango.
Hayi siyabonga baba, ngiyabonga ngibona ama-challenge ze-internet but thank you so much staying connected.
Hayi siyabonga. Kodwa ngapho eLupane bayabhalisa yini abasakhulayo njalo lani njengenhlanganiso kuyini elikwenzayo?
Ngiza kuthi kulama-challenges amaningi ahlanganisela ukuthi inhlanganiso yezeki emele ukuthi beyirejista abantu ukuthi bavote lapho ekhona. Kunzima ukuthi abasakhulayo bayifikele bakwanise ukurejista ukuvota. Siyananzelela ukuthi izeki ayikabi devolved ukuthi itholakale kumawadi ukuthi benama-offices kumawadi irejista abantu njalo kule mhlelo bayenza abantu be-department ye-regist ababhode ezikolo nasemakhaya berejista abantwana abasakhulayo ngibelaphi izithupha. 95% of abantu bona labo banezithupha kathesi kodwa bayenelisi ukuthi bafinyele ama-offices ezeke ukuthi bayirejiste ukuvota. So thina njengoLupane Youth siyagqugquzela sibile ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo abane-18 years and above bayenelisa ukuthi bakwanise ukurejista and njalo siphatheke kuhlelo lokuzama ukukhulumisana e-policy level ukuthi izeke ithatha amanyathelo ukuthi ihambe emakhaya yenelise ukuthi bona la abantu abancediseka neprocess yerejista ukuthi batole izithupha bayenelise nabo ukuthi barejiste bayenelise nabo ukuthi ba-exercise ilungelo labo kuhlelo olubuyayo luka-2023 election. But kulomsebenzisa mningi esikulandelelayo ukuthi kule-lack of i-political will from i-government yaseZimbabwe ukuthi i-encourage kumbe ikwanise ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo kube le-one man one vote kakhulu that generation ezele between 2018 up to now ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi baregistre baphatheke futhi kuhlelo olubuyayo olokhetho luka-2023. Akulapolitical futhi from izeki abantu kumele sikhangelele izethu la njengenhlanganiso ethi yona izimele yodwa ikwanise ukuthi ikhankasele ukuthi iphuma ama-resources ngekhankasele ukuthi ihambe emakhaya yekwanise ukuthi ifinyelele abasakhulayo ukuthi bakwanise ukurejistana ngaphakathi kuhlelo luka-next year.
Kungaba kungekho ukuzinikela kuhulumende mazango, kodwa bona abasakhulayo bazinikele yini? Ngoba siyabona ungani bamadolonzima.
Thina njengehlanganiso esebenza nabasakhulayo siyananzelela sibili ukuthi abasakhulayo bazinikele ukuthi bayirejista, kodwa-ke siyangakhangela umumo osikiwo abala mali ukuthi bakwanise ukufinyelela ama-offices ukuthi bayirejista. Njengoba ngikhuluma ngithi njengaselupane umuntu osakhulayo ozele ekhitethi ukuthi ayefike elupane ufuna i-$15 i-one way, abalazo lezo zimali kunto yemali ukuthi angaba ne-$15 wazakhetha ukuthi imali lezo bazisebenzise ukuthi bakwanise ukufidisisisabo ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi kunokuthi bazifake ukuthi bahambe beyirejista ukuvota baphenduke babuye bashonokokuhle ezindlini zabo. Njalo sikulandelela ukuthi sokuthatha ibhedeni yezeki ukuthi ifinyelele abasakhulayo ukuthi wakhwayini ukuthi urejista nebhedeni esitransferwa kuyibhedeni yezakhamizi nebhedeni ama-possible voters ukuthi bona bathathe imali ezikhwameni zabo bayafinyelela izeki. Kuthina njengelupane yithi sibona ngazathi kumele kusebenze the other way round, izeki kumele ama-resources nguhulumente efinyelele ama-potential 2023 voters. Ayikhona ukuthi ama-potential 2023 voters bakhiphe imali ezikhwameni zabo ukuze bayenelise ukufinyelela izeki. Sethina ithinje nelupane yithi sibona ngazathi abasakhulayo izethu ingakwanti ukuthi bafinyelele, banalo uthando lokuthi barejiste baphathe kuhlelo olubuyayo.
Siyabonga, siyabonga Mazango. Ndizoke kwamuri vamathethe as we wind down. We are running out of time. Dai vamunangagwa mbune na mai chigumba vezeki vakaterera ndati mashoko amungada kusvitsa kwavari. Vamatete
murikunzwaere
hongu taku kunzwai.
Okay, nanti ndakutaura ndakatsinzira zvangatora mapreviouspeakers nyaya iripo ndekuti Zimbabwe chiri kushota kune vechidiki chiritaura vachanyanyisa kuvhota inyaya yekuti pane kakusatrasta maelectoral boards dzemuzimbabwe kuti vanoti ivo bazonora zvamedicine zimbabwe rinofevhera rinotema nedivo rakarerekera. Saka nyaya iripo ndekuti tinoda kuti tive ek inofanira kuimprove on their transparency and independence so that young people can trust in the services. So that's one of the major causes of voter apathy in Zimbabwe, where young people are saying that they do not think that DEC is actually in a position to deliver free and fair elections. So that perception is one that is driving young people away from electoral processes. And also, to my second question, the question is, Zimbabwe, think that it's here and yet not issue education kubva vana vari kuprimary right vanga tichisa nemaere anozvikunde vachikwatisita nyaya dzekuvhota idzi. So that tinge tichisadhiwa wei neyatinoti pachirongomitifomation and difomation. Saka nyaya inoita nekuti vana havana vanhu vechidiki havana nzoga panyatsozara panyaya dzekunyesa kuvhota panyaya dzekuvhota nenyaya yekuti hapana danho rekuita kuvadzidzisa nikamakakosa manhanhuti.
Thank you there, Mr. Matete, and I'm sorry we have to leave it there. We are out of time. Thank you so very much to our guests, Mr. Lennon Muzuru, Zinasu spokesperson, Vayangasen Matete, the project Vote 263, Kanyelo Mnumzana, Tawanda Mazango, Enhlanganiso Yelupane Youth Development Trust. Would like to thank you at home, our listeners, and viewers, be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.